Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I think the natural narrative, you know them and they know you, and I don't really think of it that way. You start right back at it. You know, what are fresh eyes on the games? What are fresh eyes on the times from when we played it? The easy narrative would be, hey, they know us, we know them, but it's different than that to me. This is our first time playing them in the postseason. Game one, what needs to be different? What could be the same? You know, what do we need to start doing? What do we need to stop doing? Same thing in the second game. And so as you get into the third matchup with somebody, you want to make sure you have fresh eyes for the first two. Hey, did I miss something? And was there something there that I didn't, you know, think we had or did? And both teams will have things on their call sheets that never got called in that game. And you do have those up still that you've been practicing. And sometimes every play on your call sheet doesn't make it into the game, and you keep those alive as well.
Dan Quinn getting the Commanders ready for the NFC Championship game. You can listen to the Fan all afternoon long on Sunday for pregame coverage and then play-by-play of the game, plus full postgame as well. Our coverage starts at 9 a.m. on Sunday. Of course, tomorrow, the show's live in Bethesda at Caddies on Cordell from 2 to 6:30.
I want to also remind you that as Washington continues to build the foundation of success on and off the field this season, it's time for you to plan for your future as well. As the exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condori and Morad can help you update your last will and testament or set up a revocable trust for you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them that Grant and Danny sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
All right, let's scout the Eagles ahead of Sunday's matchup. To help us break Philly down, we've got Ted Wynn, who's a NFL staff writer over at The Athletic, crunches all the numbers, studies all the film. So, Ted, we appreciate the time. I want to start with the Eagles' passing game and Jalen Hurts throwing the football. Why have they been so pedestrian recently? He hadn't thrown for a buck 35 in these playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are open guys downfield. I just don't think Jalen Hurts is seeing the field well. He's holding on to the ball. He looks like he's frozen in a pocket sometimes. I don't know if he's just rusty coming back from his concussion. Monitoring his knee is going to be a huge deal this week, obviously, because if he can't provide a lot of value in the quarterback run game, he's just not providing any value as a passer right now. He's taken, in that last game, he took 7 sacks. Two of the sacks took them out of field goal range, and one was a safety. And these are very preventable sacks. Like, sometimes you have some protection mistakes, but you have to find ways to find your check down, get rid of the ball. Jaden Daniels is a rookie quarterback. He does that at a very high level. So curious to see how Jalen Hurts could possibly bounce back. But if he can't run, that's going to really, really hurt this Philadelphia Eagles offense.
Ted, how much of this could be Washington is just what the doctor ordered? You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing I'm worried about is you struggle against the Rams in the snow, whose defense found something, I think, over the last month or so. Struggled against Green Bay, who's, I think, pretty good. to me, I'm worried that Washington, like whatever you know, feel good drugs are running through his veins, as his knee will feel just good enough to torment my Washington team, mostly because of decades of anxiety. But is Washington's defense like almost like he's almost like, thank God I get to see them?
Well, the biggest thing is, can Washington slow down a run? Jahmyr Gibbs averaged 7.5 yards per carry last week. And that just can't happen again. You just cannot give them that easy of a runway on the ground. And this Eagles offensive line could be better than the Lions offensive line. So if the Eagles are able to just run the ball at will against this Washington defense, then obviously Jalen Hurts and his effect as a passer gets minimized. And they can do some play actions. They can roll them out. They could try to get them some easy opportunities. But I mean, we saw last week, and as we've seen all season, Barkley is, he's a guy that can run for challenge for 200 every game. So that's going to be the challenge. I don't know exactly how you plan on stopping Saquon Barkley, because if you load the box, that opens you up for the big 50-yard run, because everybody's at the line of scrimmage. But if you're not putting 8 in the box, then you're just going to give up 7-10 yards a pop. So it's going to take a really great game plan. These guys up front have to play with their hair on fire. But like I said, the good thing is, if Jalen Hurts can't run, then that lets you put all the focus on Saquon Barkley. But that's going to be the top challenge for this Washington defense.
Yeah, some of the numbers for their run defense: 26th in run DVOA, 23rd in adjusted line yards, 31st in second level yards allowed, 26th in open field yards allowed, 11-plus from the line of scrimmage. And so it has been an obvious struggle, and you mentioned as recently as this weekend against Detroit some of the foibles. So what do you foresee? I mean, how do they slow down Barkley, or do you think they're able to?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're going to have to sell out, and you're going to have to get upfield. You're going to have to use some run blitzes. You're going to have to use movement. The corners have to get involved. I mean, at the end of the day, I think your best bet is just challenging Jalen Hurts to beat you, just because he hasn't looked good. And, you want to test out if you can move or not. So you really have to sell out. And, schematically, you're going to have to do some things to try to confuse the run block. And you can't just line up up front and think that you're going to beat these guys up front. You're going to have to use some stunts, some twists. Change the front at the last second. You need to try to cause some confusion, because one-on-one, this Eagles offensive line is just a tough matchup for any defense.
Ted Wynn of The Athletic with us here on G&D. So Washington coverage-wise, it's been a mixed bag. I mean, we don't notice it, but Detroit ate them up last week. And Amon-Ra St. Brown, I think, went for $140, and they got whatever the heck they wanted in the passing. And that's a great offense. I know that Philadelphia, especially in the passing offense, is kind of what we're talking about right now, isn't great. But coverage-wise, can they hold up if they're selling out for the run, if they're selling out to maybe try to blitz and maybe put some more pressure on Hurts and company?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the number one challenge. Obviously, we know A.J. Brown is one of the top deep threats in the league, but, he was open a bunch of times. Jalen Hurts didn't see him. I think that's the bet you have to make. You have to bet that Jalen Hurts is not going to be able to find A.J. Brown downfield. He threw an inaccurate ball to him. A.J. Brown should have caught it. That touchdown pass that was an end zone, he should have caught it. But he threw a back shoulder when A.J. Brown was wide open, and it didn't need to be a back shoulder. It made it unnecessarily difficult. So that's the bet you're going to have to take. I mean, I just think there's not a lot of guys in the league that can match up with A.J. Brown, and I don't know if Washington has a corner that can hold up against him in one-on-one, but you're betting that Hurts can't get the ball to him consistently.
How far back did the struggles go for Hurts in this offense? I was talking about this yesterday. This is just box score surfing. But basically, I mean, there's been one kind of prolific statistical passing game for Jalen Hurts since October. And I understand that when you're running for 2,000, you're not going to go 303 every week. But it's a lot of like 100-plus, and there's just nothing overly impressive. I get that this is a run-first team and that you're going to pay the price for that statistically as a quarterback, but it feels like this goes way back further than just post-concussion.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it goes all the way back to last year. You just really haven't. There was that stretch where they won a bunch of games early in the season, where we saw the Jalen Hurts that we saw during that Super Bowl run, where you know he looked unstoppable. And then at a certain point last year, it just felt like teams kind of figured out that passing attack. He would really struggle against the blitz. This year, he is much better against a blitz, but it's just about consistency. Like, there's no consistency. I feel like he doesn't throw the ball with anticipation. He's not throwing particularly accurately, and you know, he's just not on the same page as his wide receivers. And they have dropped some passes too, but it just doesn't seem like he's anticipating windows open, and he has to hit. You know, he's seeing things late, throwing the ball late, and it's just causing a lot of issues in this passing game.
Ted, let me go to Washington's offense here. No Sam Cosmi at right guard. I'm not sure how they're going to do the replacement. Maybe it's a rotating cast to try a couple different looks. I'm not sure exactly how that's going to go. But either way, if I'm Philadelphia, if I'm Vic Fangio, Jalen Carter's going to test whoever that right guard happens to be. And I'll move him around and figure it out. You can tell him I'm a worrywart. I'm terrified of this matchup a million different ways. But that's a guy that to me can wreck the game. This defense is really good. How do you see this one playing out? Just really in the trenches and then big picture for Washington's offense.
Yeah, to me, I mean, the Cosmi injury is huge. I mean, he was able to at least kind of contain Jalen Carter one-on-one. But now that he's injured, there's just no good matchup for Jalen Carter. And the Eagles, the Commanders, like most teams, double Carter a lot. They doubled Carter on 53 snaps in the two games that they played him. You got to imagine that number goes up even more now because they don't have anybody that could hold up against him one-on-one. So I think, yeah, you are going to match him up against whoever's playing right guard, whether that's Andrew Wiley or another replacement. But at the same time, since he's getting doubled so much, I wouldn't be surprised if they put him on the left side and let the double go to him on the left and let Milton, who is also a very good pass rusher, interior pass rusher, go one-on-one with whoever the right guard's going to be.
Yeah, probably Wiley if we had to guess. Maybe they kick inside and have Lucas play on the outside. Could be Trent Scott, who they had at right guard in their last game. I mean, what is the film study say on doubling Carter? Is that normally enough to just take him out of the game?
No. I mean, he's so good that he can beat those doubles. He has ways of beating the doubles. I mean, you know, I would not compare him, anybody to Aaron Donald, but like, you know, he's seeing double team rates at that. That sort of level, and he's finding ways to win despite it. I mean, he's a guy that is probably going to be a defensive player of the year, top candidate next year.
So I'm going to make this case. I think that the Eagles' defense is really good, but I think they are also a little bit overrated. I think they're a little bit leaky. I base this on a bunch of things, and I'll present this later in the show, including the game against Washington where they gave up 36 points and five passing touchdowns. But I'd ask you, I mean, just how good do you think this group is and what are their strengths?
Yeah, I mean, I think their strength is they just don't have any holes as far as every position group. They have a plus player at every position group, and losing to Kobe Dean does hurt. I mean, he played really well against both in both games against Washington, so you're losing a really good pass coverage linebacker. In N'Kobe Dean and Burks played all right against the Rams, but we'll see how he plays against Washington. That is going to demand a lot more from their linebackers. Obviously, the defensive line is very good, and ever since they put Cooper DeJean into the lineup, they've just been an extremely solid secondary. If you want to look at some weaknesses, they are very good. They're one of the top run defenses, but they've actually struggled against shotgun quarterback runs. They rank 18th in success rate against those type of runs. And obviously in week 11, Jaden was still recovering from that rib injury and Cliff just wasn't calling a lot of runs at that time. And then in week 16, they're trailing for most of the game. So they didn't call a ton of runs, but when they did call some runs, they were successful. So I think that's going to be an area to test the Eagles, defense, whether they could hold up against those quarterback runs. And obviously that got cranked up in the playoffs. I think 16.5% of their plays right now in the playoffs have been designed quarterback runs. And also when the Commanders lined up in empty, they were able to find some success against against the Eagles defense when they spread out. Three of Jaden Daniels' five touchdown passes came out of empty, and he had 42 yards on the ground from empty. So that's something that they could lean on. In this game, it'll be interesting to see what Fangio's adjustment is. But also, it's important to note that C.J. Gardner Jr. was ejected in the third quarter, and after he got ejected, there were several coverage busts where guys just weren't in the right place, and I wouldn't expect to see those type of coverage busts again in the playoffs when this defense is even more locked down. But I do think there are some things and edges that this Washington offense can lean on against this really good Eagles defense.
Ted, you mentioned that the Kobe Dean injury. To me, I think this has to be a huge Austin Ekeler game. I think that's the one place where Washington has a distinct advantage. I know how good Terry McLaurin is, but you know those Eagles corners are really good, and they've been a pretty good pass defense all year. Only 5 for 60 in his last game in that win when they scored 36. To me, Eckler's the advantage that they're going to have. A, just your thoughts on that, and then B, who else might be having a nice game where you could see, hey, they could exploit this or that.
Yeah, I agree. I think Ekeler has been really good in the past game, and if he's matched up against Burks, I mean, that's a matchup that you could lean on. And Burks also, he has to be able to cover tight ends, too. So I think Zach Ertz could be a potential weapon against him if you create that matchup. So, I would say Ertz and Ekeler are two guys that you want to try to use to expose Burks and coverage. And Burks is, I think he played pretty good against the run against the Rams, but I would really be curious to see how he plays if he's tested in passing game.
We're shortchanging the AFC Championship game in town this week for good reason, but we do have a classic between the Chiefs and the Bills as the second game on Sunday as well. Who do you like in that matchup?
I like the Chiefs most. I mean, it's one of those matchups where you go back and forth. The Chiefs are playing at home, and this is a totally different Chiefs offense than the one that played the Bills earlier in the season with Marquise Brown and Xavier Worthy getting healthy. They've done some offensive line shuffling. So they just got through playing Houston, a very, very tough defense, and was able to find ways to score points against them. I don't think this Bills defense is very good. I think they played a pretty good game against the Ravens where they had some turnovers. One of them you could argue was a pretty lucky turnover with the high snap with Lamar Jackson. And they kind of surprised the Ravens with how much they loaded the box and blitzed against Derrick Henry early, and then they made their adjustments, but I think it was a little bit too late. So I just don't think this Bills defense is very good. This Bills offense is amazing. The way that they're able to run the ball against two of the top run defense in the league against the Broncos and the Bills, it's just hard to stop. I mean, you know, you want to load the box, but at the same time, you don't want to load the box against Josh Allen because, you know, he's able to create and buy time for his receivers to get downfield. But I think the big weakness is going to be the Bills defense. I think Patrick Mahomes is going to find some ways to move the ball, and this should be a little bit more high scoring than people think. But I think, you know, Kansas City being at home and just how good the Chiefs are in the playoffs historically, I would give them the edge.
Ted, thank you as always, buddy. Enjoy the games this weekend.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Ted Wynn, go read his work in The Athletic, joining us on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Remember, at 4 o'clock and 40 minutes, we've got Caps tickets for you ahead of the Beltway Blitz. And at 5 o'clock today, we'll be joined by former Redskins legend, Charles Mann. What would we do to get to experience a Super Bowl parade in D.C.? That dream is getting closer and closer to being a possible reality. We'll talk about that next on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow, we're going to be in Bethesda at Caddies on Cordell. 2 to 6:30 live show. Come on out and kick it with us. Little rally ahead of the NFC Championship game.
From Bethesda!
You can listen to the NFC Championship game this Sunday afternoon right here on The Fan. We'll have every single play for you. Westwood One's coverage. Ian Eagle, Kurt Warner, Ross Tucker on the broadcast. Looking forward to listening to that. We've also got pre- and post-game coverage. So you'll be locked into The Fan all day Sunday for the best coverage in town.
That's in advance of the NFC Championship game, which Washington is playing in. Let's never lose sight of that little fact, that little nugget, right? We're like, big and a big deal about the conference. Washington is playing for the conference championship in a year where they probably should have won 8 games as the beginning of a rebuild to establish some culture with a rookie quarterback. There's a reason. There's a huge reason that this doesn't happen. Most of the time when you draft a rookie quarterback, it's because you sucked. It's because you were terrible. Like Washington. 4 in a million, whatever the hell their record was. 3 in a billion. Usually, your program is so bad, you can't turn people around like that. Ships start to turn around very slowly. If you ever watch Succession, the dad, the big lead character, is screaming about his company that's flailing and kind of flagging. He's like, I'm turning around an oil tanker. It takes a minute to do that. This is an oil tanker that was like, yeah, I got a little space. I'll just back up, whip it around, and be out of the cul-de-sac in a minute. That's what's happening. They're in the NFC title game.
I've never driven an oil tanker, but I have driven my dad's 22-foot Hurricane out on the Potomac River.
So you know what it's like.
Turning a boat around can take a little bit of time.
It takes a minute.
I understand the analogy. You don't just get to like hit a button and then go back in the other direction.
Yeah.
You got to kind of slow.
You got to need some space.
And you got to be worried about the waves and driving over your own wake, and you're giving yourself a big loop. I mean, I understand.
Yeah, you got to worry about the forest.
Sure. Let's bring in corporate Ryan Clary for a moment, because before the show, Clary's been pushing this bit for years that for some reason he wants us to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think mainly me, but I think both of us.
I think it's me, too,
to some
now.
Extent.
Yeah.
And I've always just shot him down, but I think I'm on board with this, actually, this time around. So, Clary, every single time any of our teams are getting ready to play in a game, it doesn't matter if it's like game 42 for the Nats or a Wizards game on a Wednesday night against the Kings or the Capitals are just playing the Flyers again, you're like, hey, if our team wins, you guys can do a TikTok dance. And we're like, or not, or we would just not do that.
Nah.
But before the show, I'm once again trying to convince Danny that we need him to have some Commander's pride and do something wacky if the team wins a Super Bowl and the antenna went up for you one more time.
Yeah. I think this is a perfect opportunity to put something on the line for our team. I mean, we're all rooting for the Commanders this weekend, but
it's an offering of sorts to the football
gods. Sure, yeah.
It's something that you would have to give up to the football gods. So we are kind of brainstorming, like, what would I give up if the Commanders won this weekend? And of course, mid-conversation, I stopped everything. I was like, you have to do a TikTok dance. I don't know what it is.
You are obsessed with us doing TikTok.
I am, because that's just funny. Like, seeing you guys who are just so anti-my generation and what we are, they're weird. I understand that. Danny, way more anti than Grant, but Grant is also a little
anti. Grant's a bridge between the two of us. Yeah,
Grant's somewhere in the middle there. But I think it would be hilarious to see you guys do a funny TikTok dance.
I don't think that's funny at all.
But I just, is it funny though?
That's the point, though. Like, it's for me, it is. And I think for all the listeners out there, if you guys were to learn a quick 10-second dance, they would love it. It's for the show.
First of all, nobody would love it. Let's start with that. There's just no way. Maybe someone in your generation would be like, Grant and Danny are doing a TikTok dance. No one my age would care at all that we're doing a TikTok dance.
Well, no, they would, because it would be funny just to see you guys try and like just do all like the weird dances.
So
like,
I told you.
Like slap your chest or something. I don't know.
If they win the Super Bowl, I would happily do a TikTok dance for you. If that's what you want me to, if you want
like
me
a private one or a one that actually goes on the,
he could put it online. I don't care. If they win the Super Bowl,
Sure,
TikTok dance. Now here is my
big butt.
There
mm-hmm,
you go.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my caveat. I would want it choreographed by a professional. So like I'm talking Austin Eckler's wife Melanie Wilking, who's a TikTok dancer like by professional trade.
Okay.
She could come in and lead us in a TikTok dance and like teach us the dance. And I will gladly stand next to her or some adult professional and do a TikTok dance. Me and Danny standing side by side, half-assing a TikTok dance, I don't like as much. I'll do whatever I got to do. But I think if we got Eckler's wife in here who like does this all the time and she's like, here's how you do it, and she shows us, I'm on board with that.
I mean, also the Commanders have Katie Feeney, who's a megastar over on TikTok. I feel like she could maybe come in. Maybe we could pull some strings behind the scenes.
But does she do TikTok dances, or she's like, get ready with me to go to the game?
She's not a dancer. She's like, hey,
she's in that world, though. She would know.
In that she knows
somebody.
TikTok.
Yeah.
By the way, didn't TikTok gone? Didn't it go away?
But it's kind of back. Then it's not.
Is it back or is it gone?
It's back.
I'm back. I shouldn't have said anything. I don't know.
For how long? 90 days?
I don't know.
So this video is going to go away anyway, so we really don't have to worry
about it. But he's saying TikTok dance just as a name for it.
Yes.
You could put it wherever you want. You could put it online in some
So it'd live on
space.
Like Instagram Reels.
Yeah, exactly. And with what I'm doing now with on YouTube, which we're growing.
This is what it's all. It's content. That's what he wants.
Is this really just corporate Clary getting a video to get some numbies?
No, it's also.
You want numbies.
It's three things. It's three things. Number one is he wants a piece of kind of like semi-legal blackmail. Like, he wants something to have over us that he's like, I'll release it again. I'll publish it again.
Oh, we'd never see the video again, I'm sure. If we do this, it won't come up constantly.
Number two, his sense of humor is I want someone to be so embarrassed and ashamed that he could point and cackle. So like he's like, hey, if you lose the fantasy football matchup, you got to live in a dog cage and I'll throw food at you that's been half eaten by a cat. Ha ha ha. Like that's what he thinks is hilarious. Right. So that's number two. And then number three, it's about clicks. This is a corporate click scheme.
Again, I am perfectly fine. We've got to offer something up to the gods, each of us. Danny has just shot everything down. That's a Danny staple. He's going to do that.
I have an offering. I'm willing to make it.
I'm sure you do.
I have one.
I'm sure it'll be quite a sacrifice.
It's huge.
According to who? This is normally Danny.
I have a joke there, but I'm not making it. Go ahead.
Danny's suggestions are generally something along the lines of. By the way, that's pretty good.
Thank you.
Danny's suggestions are like for the fantasy. He's like, "I'll bring you guys lunch." We get each other lunch every Wednesday. Right? I think I've gotten lunch for people 9 times since last Tuesday. That's not a sacrifice.
It's going to be catered by Bourbon Steak was my plan, but which is a little bit more than going to Shake Shack, respectfully. But
twice as much. You know, it would have been fine. I love Bourbon Steak as much as the next guy. But we're looking for sacrifices. And I'm telling you, I'm willing to do it. I want to get Eckler's wife or someone else who does TikTok dances. She was on the Netflix documentary.
About TikToks?
All about TikTok dancing. That was her whole thing. Did you watch the documentary?
No, I missed it.
You definitely should have.
Mm.
I told you about it. Sisters in a cult and the whole deal.
There is some intrigue to that.
Yes, it's amazing.
But at its core, you start putting together a couple words and they turn into phrases. TikTok dancing and then right just this off this Cliff Kingsbury cliff of interest.
Juliana says she would like to see us dance, and she does realize that she's not the target demographic though. I don't know what that means. You're a P1.
Yeah. You're the show historian. Demo. Of course you'd want to hear that.
Maybe she's saying she's not like a 37-year-old dude with a beard.
Oh, maybe.
But I don't know, man. I think there's like 9 people who would find that funny. I mean, you keep saying it. It would be so funny. I just, like Darius, you I would say are the demo. You are a guy about my age, man 25, 54, what have you. Would that move you in any way to emotion to hear that we're doing a TikTok dance and that you can watch it?
I would definitely laugh at it, but it would...
Because you would laugh at it knowing how much I hated it.
Exactly.
Not because it's funny.
Exactly. Because I know you guys, because I know... Right. Yeah, because I know
what
you would hate everything
never
about
met
it.
Us?
I mean, if I as a fan of the show still?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd still think it's funny because I'd still know that you guys would hate everything about doing it. Would it be hysterical? Would I watch it more than 1 or 2 times? Probably not.
That's ridiculous, Darius. Come on.
But I'm also not a TikTok guy. So I don't even know what a TikTok dance looks like. So who am I?
I'm happy to do this.
It looks much better when you're an attractive person with not that much clothing on doing some weird, lame dance.
Yeah.
That if anyone saw it in the wild, you'd go, please have some shame. It's embarrassing.
Here's a Danny offering in the event that the Commanders win the Super Bowl. I'll scroll through reels of women dancing on TikTok for an hour a day.
That I got to tell you, buddy, that's significant.
Thank you. And I'll just keep scrolling until an hour goes by of all the women dancing on TikTok, and I'll do
Will you comment?
1 hour every single day for my big punishment.
And I'll have a punishment, too. Yeah. No, here's what I will offer.
What's your offering to the football gods to get a Super Bowl?
For Super Bowl. Now, most of you aren't going to understand this, but there's a select few that will. Went to high school in D.C., and there are some rivals here. If the Washington 53 wins a Super Bowl this year, I will purchase and wear every day for a month gear from my rival high schools, whom I still hate to this day. The culmination will be I will wear a Landon jacket or sweatshirt, the Brown school that I can't stand. I will wear a Landon jacket or sweatshirt to a game at Northwest Stadium next year. I will purchase a ticket, and I will go wearing a Landon Bears bit of outerwear.
Well, you just buried the lead. You would go to Northwest Stadium.
Wearing Landon gear. That's what I would do.
The gear for the
You don't care about that.
Irrelevant.
You don't get it's the most relevant.
It's not.
You understand the sacrifice that is?
You're a 45-year-old man. What you wearing gear
you don't
of
understand.
High school. Oh, I still hate them.
You're damn right.
On what planet?
This one.
Grow up.
Right here.
It was your high school 25 years ago.
Damn right.
I mean, it couldn't be less
forever.
Relevant.
Forever.
We just want to see you hug Major Tutty.
Never.
Yeah. Major Tutty. Never. Go to a Commanders game
if
and
he
hug
touches
Major
me,
Tutty.
It's harassment.
By the way, What a bit is that from Daniel? I still hate Landon. What are you talking about? You're 50. You hate Landon?
Yeah.
I'm sure you hate Landon. Like, I would never wear a Cortland Cougars shirt. Sure I would. I don't care. It's a t-shirt.
Yeah, because you didn't have the experience.
It's a high school in Fredericksburg.
Of course it is. Yeah. It's not, not the same, man. It's not the same.
What's different about the D.C. private
from
school
from fourth grade all the way through high school, you grow up and they're nothing. It's nothing but rivalry.
And then you become an adult.
Yeah.
And you move on with your life.
Of course,
and it doesn't
course
matter
I moved on.
Who's from what school.
I didn't go to the lacrosse game this past year. I didn't go, like, watch them wrestle. I've moved on plenty. I've got a family and everything.
You're
in
still
my
your
blood.
Jacket.
Yeah. In my blood. Wearing that stupid brown with the dumb white letters. Oh, it's hideous. It looks like something that you know exactly what it looks like. You've thought of it already, even if you haven't seen it. It's the worst, and there are rivals here. I would wear Landon Bear gear.
I'll do you one better.
Yeah.
You could wear St. Albans gear the whole time.
No.
Because nobody cares about what you're wearing.
Everybody cares.
Because not one person.
Not everybody cares. I was going to say.
Who's not in high school cares an iota.
I already qualified
about
it.
The other
you
high
guys
schools.
Won't get it. You can't get it. But the certain small group of people understand how significant that would be. That is a sacrifice. So for a month, I will wear Georgetown prep gear. I will wear Sidwell Friends Quaker gear. I will wear Landon Bear gear. I need one other school that I despise.
You will not wear Georgetown prep.
Yeah, prep.
Georgetown prep?
Yeah, prep. That loathsome school up Rockville Pike.
You will not do that.
I would. I will. I'll wear Georgetown preparatory gear for a week if they win the Super Bowl.
Again,
I'll go to the team. I'll go to the school bookstore and buy prep gear.
What, I'm not moved in any way by what
you'll
be wearing.
I guess you don't get it.
Yeah, you're right. I do not get it because as a grown up, there's no hatred for rival high schools anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just I'm 37. I've got children. Having said that, Danny, you've got my attention on going to Northwest Stadium
wearing Landon gear.
Enough with the. Jesus.
It's the emphasis.
I haven't wanted to curse.
It's the emphasis. It's the big sacrifice. That's the number one sacrifice by far. For a St. Albans man to wear Landon Bear gear. Are you kidding me?
Danny talking about going back to the stadium. Can we get you to go and tailgate? Do you have to make a day of it? Get there by 10 a.m. Leave after the game.
No, that's too far. That's a bridge too far. That's back-to-back Super Bowls to do that. That's back to back. That would take a lot. I'm already wearing Landon gear the whole time.
If we win the Super Bowl, I'll wear Caroline County High School gear. Oh, that's just such a bad bit.
You're forgiven for not understanding. You never could.
Thank you.
There's no way.
You're right. You're right about.
You could never have had that experience.
Never possibly.
You don't
understand.
Know what it's like to go to Sidwell's gym and have people just scream Sidwell. As like that's not cheering. It's just yelling Sidwell at me.
You're right.
You'll never know what it's like to walk into Landon's gymnasium and smell that smell and have a whole student body
probably
with the same haircut.
Like, probably smells like money.
But that's the money. And have that whole gym with the same haircut just screaming at you, hating your guts. You'll never know. You know what it's like.
Facts.
Yeah.
I will not know.
You'll never get it.
But I'll bet you 30 years after I was there and they yelled at me.
It's in these veins.
I'd forget about
it. It's right here.
I'd probably move on.
No, you can never forget.
We got to think about it, boys. We only have a couple more days, what we're going to offer up to the gods. Danny might be back at Northwest Stadium.
In Landon gear.
In Commander's gear.
Landon Bear gear.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Our double play is next. This playoff run has made January just completely go away. Like, it feels like, remember New Year's Day?
Uh-huh.
Remember when that was, like, 2 days ago?
Like an hour ago.
I remember securing tickets for me and the boy to go to the end of the month Capital One Arena Monster Truck Show, like, late January. And I'm like, oh, this will be before the Super Bowl. I got a bunch of playoff football before this. And then same thing, Danny, with like, what is on the 31st? Oh, our 106.7 The Fan Live.
That's
event,
right.
Which is now coming up next week, next Friday, like 8 days away out in Leesburg at Tally Ho Theater. And it just felt like those things were months
away. Yeah, it was like, yeah, we got so much time. We don't, that's next Friday.
Not even any time. No time. But also, on top of all those things, the Nats today announced their spring training non-roster invitee list, and it dawned on me. Spring training is going to take place like 2 weeks after the Super Bowl. Normally, there is a gigantic gap between when I shut down, I close my Commander's notebook.
Yeah, Washington season, January 1st, 2nd, 3rd, somewhere in there.
I walk over my little folder and I put it away in the, you know, the library, right where it belongs on the shelf. And then several weeks later, I go back up and I pick up my Nats notebook and I open it up and put it on my desk. There's no time. I'm just closing one and picking up the other.
Hey, pitchers and catchers are in like 3 weeks. Less than that, maybe.
I could get used to this, though.
Yeah, I'll take it.
This must be what it's like for Chiefs fans. Just every single year, football goes until February. It is time for our double play, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Stop in for a great deal on the rugged and capable Honda Pilot. Contact your local Washington area Honda dealers today. Remember, tomorrow we are live in Bethesda at Caddies on Cordell, doing a show from 2 to 6:30. You can come out, hang out with us, watch us do the show. Got a little pep rally of sorts. Should be a lot of fun.
So I told you guys about this before the show started, okay? But I didn't tell you what the actual story was. So this happened last night, all right? I stopped off at CVS on my way home, not far from our house. Had to grab a couple of things. And I go in, park, go in CVS, and I walk out, right? Everything pretty normal, 5x5, no problem. Use my CVS card, just my phone number. I did a great job. I got like $2 off of my items, okay? Really excited about that. And as I'm walking out with my hands full of my items from CVS, all of a sudden, a car in the parking lot with the music is incredibly loud. So this is all happening very fast. Pulls up right in front of me. So it wasn't one of those like, I'm just in the parking lot looking for a parking spot or I'm leaving. It was like, it seems about me. Does that make any sense? You see the difference? Does that make any sense? Where I'm like, a million things are going through my mind. It's a mid-sized sedan. I could tell there are four people in it. And in my brain, I'm going, like, is this a robbery? Is this a...
So they're not parking in a spot.
No. They're
angled across the parking lot right toward you.
Yeah, as I'm just outside of the entrance and I'm starting to walk and
are
like...
Are you on the sidewalk or I'm in the parking lot?
In the parking lot.
Okay.
So it's a big parking lot. It's an L, right? So they pass by a million spots and they're clearly passing me. They were moving and they slow down.
Like they're going to ask you for directions or something.
This is all in a microsecond. This happens. At first I'm going, am I in danger?
Bag over your head.
I don't know.
Thrown in the back of the car.
And I'm going, like, am I just going to get robbed? Or they ask me for directions? I have no idea what it is. It's all starting to come into the picture. Mid-sized sedan, like a Mazda or something like that. All wearing sunglasses. All four guys are wearing sunglasses, which is hard to understand because it was about 7 o'clock at night. It's already dark. The music is super loud, and they're all looking at me.
Okay.
And not in like a, hey, what's up, man? Or like a, hey, quick question for you. It's like they're staring at me. As the car kind of pulls up, my mind is racing. They're bobbing their head to the music. And it processes very slow, but it takes me an extra beat, but I figure out what's happening. The four of them must have seen me go in or somehow saw me in there and came out and decided to do this impromptu. They're playing the stupid Left Hand Up song.
Oh.
At the loudest volume music has ever been played. And they're looking at me, bobbing their heads. And then when it gets to the part where the guy tells you to put your stupid left hand up, all four of them at the same time put their dumb left hand up in the air. And they're bobbing their head, looking at me. Don't say anything and drive off. You got me. All-time bit. I mean all-time bit. I went from shaking, like a little bit worried for my existence and my life. Like what is happening? Confusion. To then I'm sitting there staring aghast with no words that I can offer because I'm just so caught off guard. They played the dumb song, left-handed up to me, if that's a phrase, and drove off.
They LHU'd you.
Yeah, with no other interaction. It was an incredible bit.
That's
incredible.
Strong. Now that should be the normal thing when anyone sees you in public, is they should left-hand up you.
I mean, how do they all have sunglasses, number one? 7 o'clock at night. They're all like in unison, like bobbing their heads to the beat as much as you could.
I wonder, like, how long were they following you?
Who knows? I don't know if somebody was in there, saw that it was me, and they said, let's put this bit together. I don't know if they saw me go in. I have no idea. I don't know who it was. If you're out there, hit me up. But funny. Like, hilarious.
That's great.
Yeah.
And did you do the left hand up?
I most certainly did not. I was holding stuff. And it's dumb. No one should do it.
Well, that would be awful. That would be worse than wearing your high school's rivals
right?
T-shirt.
I guess I'd put my stupid hand up. No. That's out of context, Danny.
Like, imagine that. Like, 45 years old and have to wear your rival's t-shirt. You have to hold your nose when you put on your rival's
I'm
going to
wear a jacket or like a pullover or something.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
It's gross.
No, don't do that, bro.
If they win the Super Bowl, I'll do it.
Girls have cooties too, right, man?
I'll do it. If they win the Super Bowl, I will.
Kiss a girl?
No, that's never. That's ridiculous.
No way.
What?
The Beltway Blitz is next, and we're going to give you tickets to see the Capitals on Grant and Danny. Charles Mann today. At 5 o'clock.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.